This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh, yeah, what's going on, DMV? You know who it is, youngest in charge movement, Linnell Willingham, here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. We're also streaming live nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. Let's take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. A lot to get to. Jam-packed programmer pal Chase Hughes of the Monty Metal Sports Network going to stop by. Before we get out of here, talking a lot of Wizards in the NBA draft over the next 3.5 hours. So buckle up and join the fray. You can reach us at 1-800-636-1067. A little top behind the glass answering your calls. Young Ben Strober, fresh off of graduating. Want to congratulate my guy and give you your time to shine, young grasshopper. Already, haven't known you for a long time. Super hard worker. Got everything that it takes to be a damn dog in this industry. You graduated, hashtag HeaTerp.
Not yet.
Oh, so you haven't graduated.
Wednesday.
Yet. Wednesday.
Wednesday,
but you finished final course and things of that nature.
Took my last exam on Saturday.
Can I ask you this? Because I know you have been a play-by-play maestro over the past several years. Was there onions being cut when you put down the mic for the final time, brother?
No, because I knew this wasn't the end of the story for me as a play-by-play guy. You know, I'm going to have some stuff lined up post-graduation and a freelance around the DMV. If you're listening and you need somebody to call some games for some coin, I'm your guy. I'll send you some tape. But, you know, it is sad. It's sentimental for sure to be done doing it at Maryland. But you never know. Maybe I'll find my way back there one day.
I'm about to say, once a Terp, always a Terp.
That's right.
How we do it out in College Park. So shout out to you, young brother. You'll hear a lot more of young Ben Strober now that he's freed up in the schedule. You'll probably hear him a lot with me. And from now on, you heard me call him Ben Strober here in this segment. We're gonna have a funeral for the name Ben Strober on the radio tonight. 6:38 p.m. Eastern Time on May the 19th of 2025. We are officially putting Ben Strober to bed. He's either young Strobes. What does Grant call you? Ben the Red? I like that one because he's a ginger. Ben the Red. What I like to call him, Lil Top. Shout out to NBA Youngboy. You all hear me play the same song coming back from break each and every rejoin. Well, now that Lil Top's in the building, we got to play some Lil Top coming back from break.
I think it's about time. He's out of jail. He's going on tour. He'll be in D.C. on October 1st. I'm buying my tickets tomorrow morning
with
the pre-sale.
Fingers, cross your fingers that he is able to stay out of trouble. Till then, I think he will.
I hope so. I really need to see him.
Super talented cat. You know, just young and made some bad decisions. We root for him here on 106.7 The Fan. Well, at least I do. And my producer does as well.
I think a lot of people at the station probably never heard of him.
Could you imagine asking one of the four junks who Lil Top is? Of the four junkies, I'll even include the fellas behind the glass. We'll put out Money Mike, because he's the young one of the group, obviously, so he should know who Lil Top is.
Well, they might know because of their kids.
Because of their kids, maybe.
Like JP, his son goes to QO. He's a senior.
Okay, so he 100% knows
QO,
who Lil Top
QO loves Young Boy more than any school in Montgomery County. QO in Northwest.
Yes.
That is the Young Boy Central for Montgomery County High School.
So they may be hip to who NBA Young Boy is, and then Bickle's kids are in college, so I know they probably have spun some Lil Top on the playlist. But we got a lot to get to. We'll take you up to 10 p.m. tonight. Number to call is 1-800-636-1067. Jam-packed show because there's hella things to get to. The news that broke over the weekend, we'll start right there. Nats swept the Orioles 24 runs over the span of that weekend series with the Birds. Battle of the Beltway, always a great thing. For them to get all of the Nats and O's games out of the way this early in the season kind of is untraditional, is how I would put it. But we all know what happened. Nats scored 24 runs. Bats were hot. But were they hot because they turned a corner, or are they hot because they were playing the lowly Baltimore Orioles, who actually fired manager Brandon Hyde after their loss on Friday night? And at the time of his firing, O's were 15-28. I think it was the third worst record in the American League. A 5.33 team ERA was the fifth worst in all the American League. Just not playing well. And when you think about the off-season acquisitions that they made, it feels like that group severely underachieved. And I think anybody that has followed that team over the past several years, and you've flipped back and forth, you're watching Nats baseball, you're watching O's baseball, I feel like Nats fans probably were looking at Baltimore for the last several years saying, see, this is how you do it. This is how you draft, develop, and retain talent. And ultimately put yourself in that contending space. So, sad for the Baltimore Orioles. They parted ways with Brandon Hyde. I know a lot of O's fans out there feel like, look, the buck doesn't stop with Brandon Hyde. You got to go all the way up to the top. This is an ownership problem to me. This is a Mike Elias problem to me for all the piss-poor decisions that have been made from a personnel standpoint. So, I guess good riddance to Brandon Hyde, and congratulations to all of the Baltimore Oriole fans out there who were waiting for this to happen. But I know it feels almost like it's incomplete because Mike Elias is still ultimately the GM for the Baltimore Orioles.
You know, it's interesting because I have a lot of friends, obviously, that are Baltimore Orioles fans, and they've been so disappointed.
Yeah.
With how this season has gone, because their top guys aren't performing.
That's
Gunner's
probably
not
the more
hitting.
Frustrating part.
Adley, who's a former number one pick, he just kind of stinks.
Yeah.
Adley looks like he might never be a piece, and he might not even have value to be someone that they could ship off at this point. But watching that series, Nationals and the Orioles, especially game two, because that was the only game I really actually had time to sit down and watch the entire thing. I'm going to make the point right now, just other than the Rockies who are 8-30, which is just, it's insane.
Yeah, it's
so sad what's happening right now in the Mile High City. But the Orioles might be the second worst team in baseball.
Damn.
Because
that's an indictment.
They don't do anything well. They can't hit with runners in scoring position. It cost them the game on Friday against Washington.
You think that's why Hyde got fired, because of what happened Friday night? When you strand that many base runners.
That they also made it, he made an awful decision to pitch to James Wood with first base open instead of facing Ruiz, then Wood end up tying the game and eventually winning the game for him later with a home run. But the Orioles right now, they don't do anything well. They don't hit, as I've mentioned, with guys in scoring position. Their starting pitching is awful. They blow games late.
Yeah.
And the worst thing about it, from what I noticed, they play awful defense. Their defense is atrocious.
It's crazy because you rewind what? 2-3 years ago, it's a 90-win team.
102 years ago. Best team in the American League 2 years ago.
How quickly things can change. Just getting rolling, though, here on The Fan. You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. Ian is calling out of Gaithersburg. You got to pot the phone up, little top. The phone's not potted up top. Hold on, Ian. We got you. Apparently, you went to school with little top.
Yes, I did.
Love it. And your name is Ian. Are you hip to the rapper Ian that is going crazy on TikTok?
Yes, okay. I am. I actually follow his LinkedIn page.
Ian has a LinkedIn page?
Yeah, I thought that was amazing.
That's crazy. My favorite Ian
first
song
rapper
right now.
I've seen with a LinkedIn.
My favorite Ian song right now is Magic Johnson, if you're hip.
Oh, I'm hip.
Here we go. Battle boy. What you got? What you got for us, Ian?
I mean, I was kind of thinking about the nickname for Ben here.
Okay.
We need to think of something good. I'm thinking we could go with like a double entendre thing.
Okay.
I was thinking a strobe light.
Strobe light. Wow. We're taking calls all night long.
I've got that one before. I think I've gotten so many different nicknames over the year. Strobes really sticks out as one.
Yeah,
that stuck for a while.
Yeah.
Just Stobe, Stroberson.
Wow. Well, there we go.
I mean, but I'm open to all nicknames. Ian, I think any nickname is good.
Ian, how old are you, buddy?
I'm the same age. We're in the same grade, so I'm 22.
We went to school together since sixth grade.
Wow. Well, there we go.
Yeah, we were in the same softball team at Ridgeview Middle School.
That's right.
Ain't that something? Well, welcome to the Youngest in Charge movement, and we appreciate you tapping in, brother. 1-800.
Yeah, I mean.
Yes, sir. We're going to drop
it. It's amazing. You know, congratulations, Ben.
Yes, indeed. Congratulations to Ben. Appreciate you for calling in, Ian. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We're just getting rolling here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, the Caps had their end-of-season media availability over the weekend, and Alex Ovechkin briefly spoke about his future here in D.C. We'll let you hear from the Great 8 next. This is The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just getting rocking and rolling here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the Youngest in Charge and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 p.m. Number to call is 1-800-636-1067. A lot more to get to as we ease our way into the 7 o'clock hour. We got a new NBA mock draft released by Bleacher Report and by ESPN. Jonathan Wasserman, the lead draft analyst for Bleacher Report. We'll tell you who he has mocked to the Wizards at 6th and 18th overall. That's coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Jonathan Givony of ESPN also put out a brand spanking new mock draft, fresh off of the heels of the NBA Combine, which was this past week in Chicago. Our pal Chase Hughes, who covers the Wizards for the Monumental Sports Network, going to join us a little bit later on in the show to spill the tea from what happened out in Chicago. One thing that has stood out to me since the end of the Washington Capitals season is we moved on quick. And I don't mean that in a negative way at all. What I mean by that is, yeah, when you're in the midst of a knock-em-out, drag-em-out brawl series with the Carolina Hurricanes, who I'm now dubbing the biggest rival of the Washington Capitals, yeah, I said it. When you're in the midst of the series and you're worried about the X's and O's and puck luck, things of that nature, you don't really get the opportunity to take a step back and decompress and really take a 1,000-foot view of what this year was for the Washington Capitals. They completely outkicked their coverage. Nobody in their right mind, even after the moves they made this offseason, because they were more active this offseason than they had been in years past, and I expect that to continue this offseason with a couple of key extensions needed. Most importantly, our guy Anthony Beauvillier needs a new bag here. But when you think about the moves they made this offseason, yeah, they would be improved, but no one in their right mind, maybe you did, if you did, play the lottery tonight, you're a genius. I don't think anybody projected them to be the number one seed in the Eastern Conference and have the second best record in all of the NHL. So when you look at it and evaluate the season through that lens, you feel a lot better about what happened. Alex Ovechkin going out and breaking Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record despite missing 2-3 weeks with a broken leg. Like, that stuff, that's the stuff of champions, right? I know they didn't win the championship. I know they didn't advance to the conference finals. But, like, that's big-time stuff, right? When you look at a guy like Tom Wilson, you know, lighting the lamp for 30 goals this year. Like, that stuff is awesome. And it's why you feel good about what happened this season. Obviously, they're going to lace them up again. They're not going to cry about it. And they're going to get back to, you know, burning the midnight oil coming up this offseason, trying to get, you know, added talent, trying to get some of these, you know, UFAs under contract, and then just getting better individually. One guy that, you know, probably can't get any better individually is the great eight, Alex Ovechkin, the league's all-time goal-scoring leader. He spoke Saturday about his future with the Washington Capitals.
You know, it's for me, it's first of all to make a roster and 4 years old, you know. skate, you know, like I have to pass skating tests. It's the one thing, and then we'll see.
So you got off to that really hot start this year, right? I mean, when I think the game you broke your leg, you scored 14 and 15 to start the year. Like, did you learn something about how you need to train in the off season to get off to such a hot start?
I think most important thing is to do smart things when I go back to my home.
Yep.
Obviously, relaxed, don't think about hockey, and then you have to, like, start doing again, you know, and that's the hardest part after the summer. How I said, me and Pavel are going to do our job to get ready for the season, and do my best.
It's Alex Ovechkin talking about something that it's kind of an awkward conversation to have, if I'm being real. A guy that is, you know, the greatest player in franchise history, best goal scorer of all time, such a key pillar, you know, of this organization. Next year is the final year of the 5-year extension that he signed back in 2020. Set to count $9.5 million against the cap. Looking at some of these projections, they're projected to be over the cap next year, and you've got to you've got to try to get a deal done, I would think, with Andrew Mangiapane. I would think Beauvillier gets a deal done. I don't know what happens with, you know, Nicky Backstrom, but, man, the comments under Tariq El-Bashir's tweet, and that's where we got the audio from, I think this fan base is torn as to whether or not they want Alex Ovechkin to sign another long-term extension with this group, and for good reason. There was a lot of hubbub made when the TNT broadcaster said he was a one-trick pony. If you watched him during this Carolina series, he was a one-trick pony, standing in the same spot, not moving a lot. Obviously, he's in the office, you know, trying to get that famous shot off of his, but you have to wonder moving forward, what's the number one thing you took away from this series with the Caps? For me, they need to get faster. That's the difference in the issue right now with this bunch. Alex Ovechkin does not fit that mold. You obviously take the goal scoring, right? But defensively, is he a liability at this point?
It's a good question to bring up, especially given his contract situation next year, because I remember when he signed that extension, 2020 or whenever that was at that time, I kind of thought this seems long for him at this point. And I'll admit right now that I was wrong. Because
yes, we were wrong, right.
I was not convinced he was going to play at the level he did this year for 5 years into that contract. I didn't think he was going to almost have a career best year at 39 years old.
It's crazy.
However, you can't sugarcoat these things, because you do have to look at what his production level looked like in that series, and you know how he doesn't really fit the mold for what you're talking about, for trying to find speed. Because I think, as much as it pains to say, the Capitals were better at times where he wasn't on the ice, because they could compete speed-wise a little bit better with Carolina. But, let's be real. In this situation, Carolina was just a better team.
Yes, 100%.
Much better team. And the Capitals obviously have a lot to look forward to in the future, and it was a very successful season for him. But this was kind of finally the moment where they came down to earth, because everyone was kind of waiting for it all year. When is this team actually
right around the All-Star break?
When are they going to play like everybody thought they were in the beginning of the year? And it took until, you know, running into maybe a buzzsaw in Carolina there.
We'll open up the phones on that to start the top of the 7 o'clock hour, 1-800-636-1067. Alex Ovechkin wants to sign an extension with the Washington Capitals. Do you want him to sign an extension with the Washington Capitals? If so, for how long? We'll take your calls on that at 1-800-636-1067. As we get into the top of the 7 o'clock hour, we will talk all things burgundy and gold. Mike Clay of ESPN put out his 2025 Commander projections. What did he have on Jaden Daniels in year two? And you'd be surprised with who he has as the top three corners for the Washington Commanders. All that and more coming up in the 7 o'clock hour right here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate.
Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Top of the 7 o'clock hour right here in our nation's capital. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge of L. Willingham here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. You can call us at 1-800-636-1067. You can keep the conversation going with me off air. It is at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. A lot to get into here in this 7 o'clock hour. Right now, if you got any calls on whether or not the Caps should extend Alex Ovechkin, we'll take them at 1-800-636-1067. The great eight coming off of a prolific goal-scoring season, but as we saw in the postseason, his impact, I believe, and Lil Top believes this as well, young Ben Strober behind the glass, if you're just now joining us, we have ushered in a new era of Ben Strober on the air here as a super producer. No longer just Ben Strober, he's Lil Top, because he is the leader of the NBA Youngboy Fan Club. But what we were discussing, and I think Top makes a great point here, in that series, it's hard for me to just, you see how I'm trying to say it in passing?
We're going to have to get used to it because it's too funny.
I know, but as you were saying, you made a hell of a point. It was really noticeable in the Carolina series where his goal scoring wasn't really a factor. You wonder, well, how else does he impact this group? And if we're being open, honest, and objective about it, he just doesn't on a consistent basis. And that's no shade towards Alex Ovechkin. It's what happens when you're in your age 39 season. Let's just be real about it, right? Father Time is undefeated. No man has ever beat it, except for LeBron James, who's the greatest basketball player of all time. And Tom Brady. But other than that, Father Time undefeated. It's catching up with Alex Ovechkin as well. We will see what happens with the Caps if they decide to lock him up long-term. They have a couple of other UFAs that they have to worry about as well, so you wonder, you know, how much that ultimately impacts what they are, what they're ultimately going to do. In terms of their UFAs for next year, or for this year, rather, we were just reading, and I went to SpoTrack. I never have looked at SpoTrack for hockey before, but next year, or is the final year, rather, of Alex Ovechkin being under contract here set to count $9.5 million against the cap. You got to wonder here, you know, what is next? What type of deal? I think they extend him 100%. What kind of deal he gets, I think, is what's up for debate here.
I think a bigger name that you and I need to talk about in terms of extension is John Carlson, because Chris Patrick today said that there was nothing imminent about working toward an extension for him. He's been with this team now for 16 years. I remember when they extended him the first time after they won the Cup in 18. But he's 35 years old right now.
Yes.
You know, what you mentioned earlier with the team looking toward potentially being over the cap after next year and trying to build for the future. I don't know if Carlson's going to be in his plans. I think they'd like to keep him around for a couple more years, but Patrick has made it pretty clear that they are potentially willing to move on from him if they have to do so.
Yeah, he has been, you know, one of the best defensemen for this group for a while now. He's been a pillar of this organization. Got a big-time decision to make on him as well. This, it feels like, and it's honestly odd to say, because of how this year went and the mix of youth and vets that they had in that locker room, all you hear about is how much they loved each other in the locker room and how the chemistry was just at an all-time high. Now you got some key cogs in that locker room as UFAs coming up here this summer. You're going to have to make some big-time decisions on whether or not to keep them around. In terms of what is on deck for Chris Patrick and company this offseason in terms of like housekeeping, it is an OV extension at the top of the list here, even if he's under contract for next year. Do you put or prioritize some of the other guys ahead of him?
I'd go with the younger guys first.
Right.
Personally, if I'm Chris Patrick. I know Ovi has been the pillar. He is what made the Capitals the Capitals. He put butts in the seats for 20 years, and that is why they are the organization they are today. But he has laid the foundation, and I don't think there's anything wrong with now starting to prioritize some of these younger guys that are going to build for future winners. This Capitals organization, I don't remember the exact number.
Yeah.
I think they've only missed the playoffs in their 50-year history like a handful of times, which is ridiculous. A complete sustained success,
I think,
for this Washington team, this and they have to continue that.
This year, them making it the postseason, how many consecutive playoff appearances do they have? We got to look that up. I know it's a ridiculous number, to Top's point, man. Like, I totally agree. It feels like, you know, the younger guys should be, you know, who is prioritized. Brandon Duhamel, Doggy was, you know, absolutely massive for this team and a part of, you know, the fabric of this locker room and a reason why, you know, guys rallied and guys liked each other, man. Anthony Beauvillier, also a unrestricted free agent this offseason, the, you know, acquisition from Pittsburgh at the deadline. He was pretty impactful since coming here to Washington. Taylor Radish, a unrestricted free agent going into this year as well. So it's going to be interesting, man. I am curious to see, you know, who they prioritize. I didn't realize this. They signed LT to an extension during the season. Chucky is a unrestricted free agent as well. So you want to keep that, you know, net-minding tandem together as long as possible as well. I know who's probably not going to get brought back. Lars Eller's, who in his second stint here with the fellas, just not very impactful. Martin Fierravari, I know, has got to be at the top of that list. And I know, you know, Coach Carb spoke about it at the end of season presser. That's another, you know, kind of cloud over this group. And for all of those out there that feel like they underachieved and, you know, because they were the one seed and didn't get to the conference finals, it's a disappointment. You were without some of your key cogs that helped you become that number one seed. Obviously, Martin Fierravari could have used his speed 100% in that series against Carolina. So, a lot of big-time decisions coming up for Chris Patrick and company this offseason. What do you think they do with Alex Ovechkin, though? 1-800-636-1067. Final year of his deal next year. Do they sign him to a long-term extension, or should they prioritize the youngins first? Wendell is in Springfield, wants to chime in. What's going on, Wendell?
Hey, what's up, man? Look, I usually rock with you, Linnell, but you know what's funny? I will say this, how your comp to LeBron and Brady, I think is that of his sport.
Yeah, he is.
I honestly think that's what he is, that's who he is, honestly, and arguably, and I honestly don't think he gets enough respect, probably greatest DC athlete, at least of my lifetime.
Oh, for sure. Honest. For sure. For sure.
100%. And I think we probably in the same wheelhouse as far as age and everything.
Okay.
So, but I love everything you do, but I did want to say that. I think.
Now you got it. Look, I'm open to it.
I know. And that's why I like, when you get on the radio. Cause, I know you're even keeled. I like that. So appreciate you, brother.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. What do you think, though? When did you think they should sign him to the extension or no?
I would, even on carte blanche.
Just off the strength of him being Ovi. I agree with that sentiment, too.
Yeah, he's earned it. He's earned it. That's the thing. And I don't know but a lot of times, like, throughout history, we haven't done our D.C. athletes the best
the Mount Rushmore
ceremonial, you know what I mean? So yeah, I think that's a real classy thing to do. He's earned it.
For sure. Appreciate the call as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your week, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. So, okay, so I was wrong about this. Charlie Lindgren did, I thought I saw that. So he did sign an extension as well. So their netminding tandem is intact for the next several years. And think about this, right? We talked about it at season's end. Like, I know LT's got to be feeling bad. As great as he was all year long, the Carolina series kind of struggled a little bit. But, you know, when we talk about the future of this group, he's very much a part of it and very much why I have optimism that this wasn't just some flash in the pan season and that they should be viewed as one of the powerhouses of the Eastern Conference moving forward. One of our regulars on the line, I got Captain Todd chiming in. What's going on, Todd?
Linnell Willingham. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, brother, man? How you doing?
Good, buddy. Hey, it was good to hear you and the Tobes and the underscore brothers on Friday. Great show.
I love that. Love that. Appreciate you chiming in.
Yeah, buddy. I wanted to shout out to Ben the Red.
Yes, indeed.
You know, fear the turtle and fear the Ben for the DMV. He's coming.
Yes, he is.
He's coming, everybody.
What do you think, though? Yeah, you think he signed OV long term, and or what type of deal do you think he ultimately gets?
So they're going to have Backstrom and Oshie's salaries coming off the books.
Yes,
right.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to have some money. I mean, that's a lot of money. That's not a couple of million a year. I mean, that's what is that, 15, 20 million, something like that. Those two.
So if that's the case, and Todd, you know how I get down. I am a newfound Caps aficionado. I'm still, you know, trying to dot my I's and cross my T's when it comes to some of the details of this thing. So I'm reading here. I read in the comment section under the Tariq El-Bashir tweet that they're going to be $13 million over the cap. With those contracts coming off, I think that obviously paints the picture as well in terms of what their decision is going to be with Ovi.
Yeah, you know, you can always depend on the comments section, right?
Right. I'm about to say, not so reliable, huh?
No, I think they're going to make some moves. You know, they're going to bring back Bevilier. I mean, he was just too good.
Yeah, he was.
He played just so well for us. I think Mangiapane's gone. You know, Oshie's gone. Backstrom's gone. Carlson. You know, this hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wore a Carlson shirt for 10 years. I mean, emotionally, it hurts me. I know there are moves that need to be made to move forward to this next step and what we're doing. We're getting younger. We're getting faster, you know. So it hurts me real bad to say this, but I think we got to move on from Carlson, too, in that contract and make some moves and bring in some younger players, some faster players. You know, maybe there's some guys from Hershey coming up.
Yeah.
But, you know, if Ovi wants to play, and he's never been like Soto, you know, like a Boraz and
right.
client, right? Like, he's not going to come asking for $50 million like Aaron Rodgers or anything.
Right.
He's going to play for $8 million. If he wants to play, I think we just sign him, man.
100%. And I think based off of it, if you heard the audio, Todd, it seems like he for damn sure does not want to go out like this. So I'm down to have him back as well. Appreciate you chiming in as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your week, brother. 1-800-636-1067. John is in Alexandria. Wants to chime in. John, what you think? Are you in or out on a Alex Ovechkin extension?
Well, I'm out, but I don't think it's our choice. I think it's OV's. I think OV's getting ready to head home, and, you know, he's done everything that he can here and everything we've asked him to, and, you know, he's going to take that out. He's welcome to stay, but he's not going to do it. And I just wanted to correct one thing you said earlier about our goaltending tandem. We've got Chucky signed for 3 years. We
did
extend him towards the end of the season, so
there
we got
go.
The tandem in check next year.
There we go. Let me ask you this, John, before we let you go. I appreciate you chiming in. Do you think because they were the number one seed in the conference and got bounced before the conference finals, does it put a wet blanket at all on this season at all for you in terms of underachieving?
No, it was a great 50th anniversary season with the Chase. All season long, those of us who have followed the Caps for a long time saw deficiencies among the squad, understood that we probably weren't going to be able to go too far in the distance. It was the first round playoff series that we won since we won the Cup, and that's progress. And let's keep it going. Go Caps.
Yes, indeed. Rock the red, ladies and gentlemen. John, I appreciate you tapping in as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your week, brother. 1-800-636-1067. I got Rocky Pinnock tweets at me and says, Ovi, he's great, but we compete with speedsters. I need crazy playoff production. He also says, great regular season, but if you don't advance past the second round, it's all for naught. Can't disagree too much with that. You can keep us rolling on the phones if you want at 1-800-636-1067. We will begin to move on here as we get through the 7 o'clock hour. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. I want to touch on something that I heard the fellas, G&D, talk about at the end of their show. The Tush Push, set to be voted on later this week at the Spring League meetings. Frankie Luvu, who was made famous because of the Tush Push, had some very strong comments on whether or not the play should be outlawed or not this morning on Good Morning Football. Let's hear from Frankie Luvu next. This is The Fan. Still rocking and rolling here on this Monday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Chase Hughes going to join the program before we get out of here, talking all things Washington Wizards in the draft. Right now, though, I want to talk about what is the main talking point right now at the league meetings out in, I don't even know what the league meetings are this year, the spring meetings that are happening right now. Owners across the league expected to vote on whether or not the tush push will be outlawed or not. As we sit here right now, May 19th, 2025, just got it to you, little top, so it's there for you. I think, first and foremost, the idea that the play should be outlawed is ludicrous to me. Let's get that out of the way, right? The idea that the play should be outlawed is baloney to me, and here's why. If you can't stop it, you can't stop it. Be real about it, right? What other play in sports have we outlawed because a team couldn't stop it? Could you imagine if back in the day when the first alley-oop was thrown, the ball players were just like, oh, no, you can't pass it to your teammate, have him dunk it because we can't stop it. Like, come on. The NFL's got to be better than that is how I view it.
What if they told the Bears they couldn't hand the ball to Refrigerator Perry? That would have been nuts.
Top, you know what that reminds me of?
Tell me.
What happened on the Hell Jaden game this year.
when they handed
it to the damn fullback in crunch time or the offensive lineman in crunch time.
Man, ridiculous. They wanted to pay some homage to those Bears teams. And
well, they ended up just looking even stupider. But, no, the bigger point to me is this when it comes to the tush push. There are some numbers on the tush push that we'll get to here in the 7 o'clock hour, but I think the league should be embarrassed, man. That's genuinely how I feel. I really think anybody complaining should really be embarrassed, though. Like, where is your competitive spirit? Where is that dog in you, so to speak, that you feel like, no, we're going to be able to stop the play. We'll be fine. That's what I want to know. I don't understand why people are going to – we're talking more about the elimination of the play than we are strategy to stop it. That's where my frustration comes in. There's been more dialogue centered around should it be legal or not, when in reality the conversation – should be, well, how do we stop this thing? You know what I'm saying? Like that's where I go. So I had some numbers for you all on the tush push, and we'll get to it as we roll throughout the hour here. But the success rate of the play has dropped every year since it's been introduced. So teams are getting better at stopping it, right? Washington, was it Thursday Night Football? My birthday, I don't remember that game too well because your boy was hammered. Joking. Not really, though. Had a good time on my 27th birthday this past year. But, you know, we played the Eagles that night, and I think Washington stopped the tush push that game. It was either then or the second time that we played them at home that they stopped it. I think Deron Payne stopped it on Thursday Night Football.
Dude, we stopped it in 2023 with that trash team.
Yeah.
That stopped awful, it then too. Awful team.
So,
stop the tush push at least once or twice.
So clearly
it can be done.
That's the bigger point. It can be stopped. It can be stopped. So the idea of crying about it and whining is bogus to me, man. Do better. Do better. Stand on business is the best way that I can put it, man. Y'all know how I feel, man. Life is about what I say on the air the other day. Being a man, being an adult, is about doing things you don't want to do. Being a good team in the NFL is about stopping plays you don't think you can stop. But I want to let you all hear from our tribal chief, Frankie Louvu, who was made famous last year for trying to stop the tush push by jumping over the pile. Here's what Louvu had to say this morning on Good Morning Football about whether or not the play should be outlawed or not.
You are, in a way, linked to this play because of that moment. You also have a powerful voice. This week, in a matter of a couple of days, the league is going to vote on the tush push, whether to keep it or to ban it. As a guy who has been out there in a playoff game trying to defend it, is it unfair and should the league ban it?
Man, my personal opinion?
Yeah.
I think
Yeah, I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about, like, hey, yo, well, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But, yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a Chico play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got, you know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum, too, on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where, you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Frankie Luvu telling how a T.I. is, giving his thought process on the tush push. One thing that I don't know that a lot of you are privy to, because I'm a sicko and I watch anything that has Washington Commanders on it. There was an interview that Dan Quinn did. I believe it was that podcast. I told you, look, Top, there was the randomest podcast trio. Some rich businessman, Alex Smith and Shane Battier have a podcast together. Some rich business dude, football quarterback Alex Smith, and three-point savant Shane Battier have a podcast.
Do they just shoot the stuff or do they talk football?
No, they're talking. It's great.
They're just talking ball?
Yeah, they're talking ball. They're talking life, business, ball, leadership. They had Dan Quinn on there. That's why I watched it.
Okay.
And I'm getting chills. The hairs on my arms are standing up, literally thinking about Dan Quinn and the answers he gave.
You came into the studio today enamored with what Dan Quinn had been doing. You were like,
yes.
Oh, man, he's the best leader I've ever seen.
He's the guy, bro. We were talking about he brings in all types of – they had Ryan Zimmerman come speak to the team today, and I'm just like, he leaves no stone unturned when it comes to trying to be an elite leader. He was talking about just – where he learned the importance of leadership and the all the conversations he's had with Navy SEALs. And obviously Alex got very familiar with the war vets and Navy SEAL stuff when he was, you know, rehabilitating his leg injury. So hearing him on that podcast, he referenced the tush push, and they practiced that whole week long what Frankie did. So that was planned.
Yeah.
That was their plan. And he's a genius. It would low key if he times it right, like that's how you stop it. What I think needs to happen is kind of what Frankie alluded to on the end of that clip. If the entire defense could be on the same cadence and all move at the same time, I don't think the referees could do the bogus thing of saying we're going to give you a touchdown. Because I thought that was complete hogwash. Gives my points.
I wish when they said that, I wish Luvu just did it again, just to do
just
it,
just to see if they the would
game
give
was
touchdown.
The game was already over.
Yeah.
And just to kind of, you know, stick it to them at that point, because the Eagles were going to obviously run that play until they score. They were going to score. You might as well have just done it in, you know, the most meme way possible. Don't give up.
Right.
We don't give up around here. Frankie Luvu definitely doesn't give up.
100%.
Dan Quinn, he doesn't give up. I'm actually surprised that Dan Quinn didn't just say, do it again.
Honestly, I think that there becomes a point.
Because I would have done that.
You're a standalone game on TV. It would have gotten a lot of attention. You don't want to, you know, jive and mess with the integrity of the game. So I understand why he kind of called off the dogs. My guy, True Mike Jackson, always taps in with his tweets at me and says, they banned AI's crossover. It's a damn good point, Mike. I think that's true because what I said, what exactly did I say earlier? Have we ever had something banned because of the success rate? And I said, never, but AI's crossover is one of them. Well, I wonder what some of the old heads, OGs out there can help me out with this. Outlawed sports moves over the years. I would love to know what some of you think on that. You can tweet at me. It's at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll take your calls. 1-800-636-1067. The NFL at their league meetings later this week expected to vote on the tush push. Should it be outlawed or not? Well, let's hear from Frankie Luvu once more, and I'll give you some numbers on the tush push that may surprise you. All that and more coming up next here on The Fan. +1 800 636 1067, the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Take your calls right now on whether or not the tush push should ultimately be outlawed by the National Football League. It's going to get voted on later this week at a special meeting. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. I feel like, And I opened up the hour talking about this. I feel like with the Tush Push, there needs to be more dialogue centered around how to stop it versus whether or not it should be legal. To me, if we're really talking about football, the National Football League, a man's man of a sport, I want to hear grown-ass men complain and cry about a rule. Go do something about it. Stand on business about the Tush Push. Hell, bite somebody's kneecaps, Dan Campbell style, make them outlaw it. Or, here's the thing. This is what I would say as a ball coach. Straight up, I was always told, Linnell, you don't want to get cut blocked. Make them pay when they do it. Linnell, you don't want to get held. Make them pay when they do it. So when I start, I hated getting cut blocked in high school or college. So I started stepping on people's hands when they tried to cut block me. You want to cut block me and dive on the ground like a punk? Obviously, it's not a punk move because it's a strategic part of football, but it's the ball player in me talking right now. I try to step on your hand. I try to break your damn hand if you try to cut block me. I remember it was my senior year of high school. In high school was a bigger problem for me than it was, you know, later. But cut blocking is something that, like, when it first happened to me, I didn't know how the hell to react to it. It was the first time it had ever happened to me. All summer leading into it, we implemented drills for all the D linemen to try to work on getting cut blocked. You use a medicine ball, is normally, or not a medicine ball, a Bosu ball, the big yoga ball that people use. You roll it at your feet and you use the swipe move, and that's how you do it. In our first scrimmage of my senior year of high school, I defeated the cut block, tipped the ball up in the air, didn't intercept it, but it was growth, and I worked on it because it was something I got tired of. That's what the NFL needs to do with the Tush Push. If you're tired of it, come up with a way to stop it. I don't want to hear you crying about a rule.
I was screened a call, mm-hmm. but, you know, congratulations on the growth you made on the football field. That's awesome for you, sure. Linnell. But did I just hear you say you were out there, the Dominican suing guys for cut blocking?
Stepping on hands? Hell yeah! I'll admit, and I still am to this day when it comes to, like, pickup basketball. You'd rather have me on your team than not on your team. I know all the tricks of the trade. Could you imagine how annoying it is at LA Fitness when a guy is holding you? I'm holding shirts. I don't give a damn. You got to do what you got to do.
You're that dude.
I am that guy. Let's go to John in Fairfax. John, do you think they should outlaw the Tush Push, my friend?
Well, a certain part of it I do, Linnell. I think that when you have the ball carrier allow a big man to come from behind, and whether he pushes him with his hands or his shoulder or his chest or actually grabs him from under the armpits to carry him in the end zone, I feel like that's not a football play.
Correct. And here's what I say to that, John. I think it's a great idea, a great point. Instead of banning it completely, right, John, I think there needs to be a crackdown on how it is officiated. And I think we saw that this year. There was a penalty, and let me know if you remember this from watching when we played Philadelphia. Either it was the Thursday night game, John, or the second game at the end of the season where they called the Eagles offsides on one of the Tush Push plays, if you remember. So they were cracking down on how they enforced it. I agree. If you're going to have forward progress be a thing, then the Tush Push is kind of counterintuitive to it, right?
Right, right. And if an offensive guy can shove another offensive guy from behind, why can't a defensive guy shove an offensive guy from behind?
That's what I want to hear, John. That sounds like a solution.
And what about the face mask? They let the offensive guy shove the face mask all the time, but they don't let the defensive guy do it.
You're speaking my language. I'll say this real quick on the face mask penalty, John. There is such thing as offensive face mask. It's if you yank it. You can push it. I just don't. You can't grab it. So,
right, right, yeah.
Appreciate you chiming in as always, my friend. Real quick before we let you go, do you think it gets banned?
I think they're going to change it, and I think they're not going to allow guys to get shoved from behind by big men. So just get Refrigerator Perry running.
I was about to say, boy, wouldn't that be something? Appreciate you chiming in as always, John. Have a great rest of your week, my friend. Yeah, I totally agree. I think John brings up a good point. The idea of enforcing it differently, I think, is more of where this conversation should be shifted towards. But what say you, man? Should the Tush Push be outlawed by the National Football League? They're voting on it a little bit later on this week. Do you think it should be outlawed? Your opinion. And then will it be outlawed? 1-800-636-1067. I got Carl is out in Calvert County. What's going on, Carl?
Hey, man, I got a really specific reason why I think the tush push should be banned. It's not for player safety. Mm-hmm. It's not because I don't think it's fair. It's not because I'm a Washington fan who doesn't want them to be able to score on me. It's not because Frankie Louvu jumped over the line so many times. It's one reason and one reason only. I have Saquon Barkley on my fantasy team. I want more touchdowns out of Saquon Barkley.
I ain't mad at you, Carl. I feel it. That would imagine being in sports gambling is so prevalent, right, Carl? Imagine you got a little parlay and you're waiting on Monday Night Football to happen, and you got an anytime tud parlay, and you need Saquon to score. You'd be sweating it all night long.
Yeah, I want to say it was 2005, LaDainian Tomlinson. I might have the year wrong. It was LaDainian Tomlinson who had the best running back year in fantasy history.
Yes.
If Saquon Barkley would have had those, even like 8 out of the 10 tush-push touchdowns, he would have rivaled LaDainian Tomlinson for best fantasy season ever, yeah. And I probably would have won my fantasy championship last year.
You're spitting facts, Carl. I 100% agree with you. Real quick, do you think they ultimately choose to ban it later on this week?
Kind of like the former guy. I think it gets tweaked. I don't think that they do away with it altogether, because I think that would look like they're giving in to other teams' competitive disadvantages.
Yeah.
I just think you're not allowed to push from the back. I think that's going to be the way they go. And Linnell, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate you tapping in as always, Carl. Enjoy the rest of your week, man. 1-800-636-1067. My main man tweets at me, Christopher S187, and says, the chop block is not the tush push. Christopher, I know, damn it. I get it. You know, I had to give, you know, a little top of history lesson on my amateur football career. What you all don't know about Little Top, you will know it sooner rather than later, because we're going to be, I'm telling you, Ben, me and you in a high screener role at LA Fitness going to feed families, boy, I swear. Can't wait for it.
We got to play Anthony.
Well,
you think it won't happen, though.
I think it won't happen. Not because of Anthony. I just think his host, Craig Hoffman, the Prince of Passion, another one of those Syracuse alums. They're high class folks. To book Craig and get Craig available outside of show hours, knowing all Craig does a million different things, Ben.
Coaches, is he a personal trainer?
Personal trainer, coaches. He works out all the time on his own. He's a married man, first and foremost. So wifey's got to approve of it. But if we could get his schedule to align with it, I think Craig would be down. They would have no shot against us, respectfully.
I think we would bring that Montgomery County grit to the table.
Yes, indeed.
We're gonna box out well.
Yes.
We're gonna play the game the right way.
Come on, man. You play to win the game. 1-800-636-1067, the number. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. I got some numbers on the tush push and why the success rate of this thing in it dropping may allow the National Football League to keep this thing legal. The numbers on the tush push coming at you next on The Fan. The number is how you reach us. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Talking all things tush push as the NFL league meetings are happening. And they are set to vote on the tush push a little bit later on this week. The other thing that's being voted on that we haven't spent really any time talking about is the current playoff format in the National Football League getting voted on as well. Something really cool that I want to get to you all before we get out of here. ESPN had 5 NFL rookies open up about their first month on the job. And one of the rookies was Commander's first round offensive tackle, Josh Connerly Jr. So really excited to give you all that info. Also, another Commander's piece, Matt Bowen, each and every year does the best fits in trade candidates for the remaining free agents. And then, you know, some of the top trade targets in the NFL. We'll tell you who he has going to the Commanders via free agency as well before we get out of here. Keep it on the burgundy and gold, though. Frankie Louvu, our tribal chief, coming off the top rope this morning on Good Morning Football, giving his thoughts on the tush push and whether or not it should be banned. I want to let you all hear that once more real quick. If you're just now joining the program, earlier this morning, Frankie Louvu was on Good Morning Football and had this to say about whether or not the tush push, play made famous by the Eagles, should be banned or not for next season.
You are, in a way, linked to this play because of that moment. You also have a powerful voice. This week, in a matter of a couple of days, the league is going to vote on the tush push, whether to keep it or to ban it. As a guy who has been out there in a playoff game trying to defend it, is it unfair, and should the league ban it?
Man, my personal opinion.
Yeah,
I think they should ban it. You know what I mean? But I know the argument is going to be about like, hey, you guys have to stop it. Don't get us in short yardage and whatnot. But yeah. I mean, it's kind of like a cheat code play, man. You got Jordan Mailata on the right. You got. You know, it's pretty much a scrum in rugby. That's how I kind of look at it. And we got to have a scrum, too, on the other side. And the scrum is, you know, we have a cadence where we all go at once. It's not like you hard count or and this and that where, you know, now you're getting us or myself jumping over the pile thinking that they're about to snap the ball. And that's just my own personal opinion, and I'm going to leave it at that.
It's Frankie Louvu giving his thoughts on whether or not the tush push should be banned or not. I love Frankie Louvu, by the way. I think he embodies everything that's right about the Commanders. Got the chance to catch up with him during the mini camp last year with a little one-on-one, and just a guy that is super appreciative of Washington taking a chance on him. And I think you saw it by the way he played throughout the season. That being said, come on, Frankie. Come on, Frankie. You're better than this. Just find a way to stop it. That's my whole thing that I keep going back to with this tush push. Enough about, because look, no one's getting hurt on the tush push, so it ain't about player safety. I was talking about this with a buddy, and he brought up the idea of, well, maybe it's bad for TV. You see what happened in the Redskins game? You know, think about how long that play took at the goal line when Washington kept jumping off sides. Does that have anything to do with it getting banned or not? Are we not looking at this thing deep enough? I don't know. Either way, I don't think it gets banned. I think it becomes altered. Now, how this changes moving forward, I don't know. Do they revisit this conversation again? I'm not sure. Now, here is the thing on the tush push that is actually encouraging to me and why I don't think it will be banned. Over the last three seasons, they first implemented it in 2022. During the 2022 season, this is nuts, by the way, they converted the tush push at a 91% clip during the first year that it was introduced. The brotherly shove, as they're now calling it. That's the other thing that's annoying me. Stop calling it the tush push. It's the brotherly shove, right? I think that's what it should be. You know, talked about as, but the success rate in year one was 91%. The success rate in year number two was 88%. And then last year, the tush push success rate was down to 82%. So the league is getting better at defending this play, is what I continue to think. But I don't know here. I feel like because there are enough folks complaining about whether or not it gets banned or not, it makes me feel like you're damn right it gets banned because of the amount of folks complaining about it. I think it makes for good sports talk radio, right, to debate it back and forth whether or not it should be banned or not, because I think it's a real argument to be made here. I don't think they should outlaw it completely, but there should be some variations of the rule to where Philadelphia doesn't get to break the rules to run their special little play. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL underscore BTP. Matthew is in D.C. What's going on, Matthew? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great because on Saturday, when I returned to D.C., I heard your dulcet tones and your awesome intro music, and I said, I'm going to have a good day now that I'm back in D.C.
I appreciate you, man.
And I think that was CBS, but I could be wrong. Nevertheless,
yeah,
here's
maybe,
what I do know.
Yeah, we were double dipping this weekend, man.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah, man, you're a popular man. They need to give you full time there at JFK.
I appreciate.
Sorry, the fan. So here's the deal with the Tush Push. They either need to ban it or make it fair. And the way to make it fair is the following: the offensive players get to push each other. Now, I don't know if you're the same. I don't know how old you are in terms of your football career, yeah, but in my football career, nobody could push anybody. The offensive players could not push the ball carrier forward. That was illegal.
So
that
even in a pile, so I remember in high school, it happened a lot. You see it in the NFL all the time. Like if the running back gets piled up, like you see offensive linemen come in to try to push the pile. We see that routine.
Yeah, but that's different than pushing the player.
Right. I 100% agree.
And that's the point. The defensive players, Frankie Louvu, couldn't push, Daron Payne or Jonathan Allen into like Kelsey, back when Kelsey was their center. And that's like you're giving the offense a weapon that the defense doesn't have. And that's not fair. So either let the defensive players push each other into the offensive line, or just don't let anybody do it.
So I think that's a good point. I feel like that is the point, right? If anybody feels like it should be outlawed, like that to me, Matthew, is the best explanation. There is an advantage that they have that the defense doesn't. So it goes back to the bigger point here. I don't think it gets banned, but I do think there are some specific guidelines that will go along with the play. We'll let you go on this, Matthew.
Go ahead. I got an important point because I've been thinking about this. I love the idea of making it competitive, where they can push, the defense can push, offense can push, because then it gives the offense the opportunity to put a wrinkle in where it looks like it's going to be the tush push. And in fact, it's a flip back and you've got to pass out to the, to a tight end who's coming out of the pile and is wide open because the defense all pushed in. It gives a good wrinkle to the game. Don't outlaw it, make it fair. But if you can't make it fair, outlaw it.
For sure. Matthew, appreciate you as always. Welcome back, I guess is what
Thank
I should
you,
say
sir.
To you, my brother.
Bye-bye.
Glad you had some safe travels. 1-800-636-1067, top of the 8 o'clock hour, coming up right here on The Fan. We will keep things on the burgundy and gold. Our pal Mike Clay, the lead analytics guy for ESPN, put out his annual projections for the NFL season stats, win-loss record, win probability in each game. We'll tell you next what he had to say about the Washington Commanders and what his crystal ball is saying about how successful 2025 will be for the burgundy and gold. All that and more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.